How you doing?
Trying to talk Mike into 70.
Oh, I didn't even know we were going to go back that far today. It was a surprise to me. It wasn't on the script. Went back to, I think it was 68, and just tried to keep it straight and went through.
Do you think you proved something? I mean, you know, you're kind of new here. As far as your teammates looking at you, maybe fans looking at you too, right? Did you prove something to them with not only that kick, but the game winner?
Yeah, it felt good just to show the team that I can do it, to give them some confidence in me. So in the game, when I do have the chance to have a game winner, they expect me to make it, and they're not thinking flip a coin, you know. Maybe got a little more confidence in the team and a little confidence for myself too.
How much does it help? Is there a comfort level with having Ben here at the end of
having
last year?
Having who?
With having Ben here at the end of last year.
Oh, it helps me out a lot. Seeing Jason Elam hit the game winner against Minnesota, his approach to it, what he was doing on the sidelines, so kind of just learn from him and what take what he did and try to bring it into my game.
You're not so much who's that guy though at game winner either, are you?
Right. I'm still I do it in the game. There's still going to be questions, but hopefully I'll get the opportunity and do well in the game.
What did Jason do at the end of that
match? He just seemed so calm, and one thing I learned is that when you're coming on for a field goal, instead of just going right where the spot of the ball is, you stay around the 50, and you can visualize kicking the field goal, and you see the uprights better.
Good way to go into an off day, having a day like you did today.
How yeah, I'm going to be in the cold dub for a while today when we get out of here. So.
How do you feel your camp has gone so far? It seems like
Yeah, it's going really well. I think I've had a couple misses throughout camp, but I feel pretty good. I've been hitting the ball well, and Coach O'Brien's done a lot for me as far as the technique goes, and I feel really confident when I'm going out there for a field goal.
How about the holder situation and not knowing who it is going to be? Or...
I don't know who it's going to be. Right now it's Sam and Brett competing, and they're both doing a really good job holding. They rotate on field goal, and they've done a really good job. I see the ball well with both of them, so either way, he'll be fine with me.
And Matt, apologize if I know you wanted to answer this stuff a little bit. And any doubters on that 68 yard you hit?
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. It was, you know, just go out and hit it and hopefully it goes straight. I'm sure there was a couple people like, man, what's going on? I don't know about this. But once I hit it, a lot of people I think were, some were shocked, some expected because they seen me kick before. I just felt good to do it.
Would you feel comfortable trying a 68 yarder in a game?
Yeah, I would, especially out here. The ball travels well as long as there's no wind in my face. Because it's almost like a win-lose, you know, you have nothing to lose from hitting it. If you make it, everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, you broke the record. But if you miss it, you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, he was close, or, you know, not a lot of guys have done that.
Those of us who've been to Orlando know how heavy the air can be and how different is it?
I'd say about 5 yards on field goals, kickoffs 5 to 10 yards, and the ball just travels, goes higher and further out here, so it's a lot better for a kicker.